Good evening, everyone. It's September 2nd, 2020. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Following the flag salute, we'll observe a moment of silence. In the past 2 weeks, there's been a number of law enforcement officers that have been both killed and injured. There's also been several service members that died specifically in training accidents, including Brick, New Jersey resident Vincent Marchetta. And we also honor our first responders and all our healthcare workers. Please rise to the flag salute. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we go to the presentation minutes, there was some news reports this afternoon that I think are important just to try to publicize. I wasn't able to confirm this with the county, but there were reports that Hunterdon County Health Department had been hacked, which has created a potential scam where people are being contacted saying, I'm from the county health department. You're contacted as part of COVID tracing. Please start providing information to us. And the numbers don't trace back, apparently, to the county. So I just wanted to let everybody know that this contact tracing, I don't know what the answer is. We don't have any guidance from the county on this yet. But if you're contacted by Hunterdon County contact tracing, you might want to call them back rather than talk to the first person who contacts you. Okay, with that aside, a presentation of minutes. The first item would be the executive session minutes of August 5th of 2020, which we tabled from last meeting. It's been requested that we table those again into executive session for further discussion tonight. On the second minutes from the regular and executive minutes of August 19th, I would like to suggest our office is shorthanded. We've got people out on leave and the like, so those didn't get to us until just before this meeting, and I don't think we've had a chance. I personally haven't had a chance to review, so I'm seeing the committee agreeing that we'll table those until we have a chance to review those in more detail. Which takes us then to the next item of business, would be public comment. I would like to note that we will have six opportunities tonight for public comment. Each of the four ordinances will open for comments specific to those ordinances, so if you have members of the public would like to discuss those ordinances, please do that when we open for each specific ordinance. We'll also, at the end of the meeting, have the normal public comment for any topic. So this time we would open for public comment specific to agenda items only, and I would remind the public that these meetings are recorded and posted on the Internet shortly hereafter. Is there a motion to open a public comment?
We'll make a motion to open a public comment limited to agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, everyone's been muted just for convenience, but if you press star 6 on your phone, that should unmute you. Please identify yourself, and then you can make a comment. Again, that would be star 6 to unmute yourself. Hearing no comments, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So that takes us to the public hearing for ordinance number 2020-06. This is an ordinance specifically entitled Disorderly Conduct. And on all of these, I think we discussed them in good detail two meetings ago during introduction, so we'll just give a very high-level briefing on these. This creates a new ordinance in the township which forbids disorderly conduct, essentially defined as threatening action to another person, as well as person or persons shall also not possess nor be under the influence of any non-prescribed medications or drugs. Unless there's any discussion from the committee, is there a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance 2020-06.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And And I would note that our police chief, Chief Rautenberg, is on the line. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment related to Ordinance 2020-06, Disorderly Conduct, again, press star 6 to unmute yourself. Please identify yourself, the road you live on. Again, star 6 if you need to unmute. Hearing no comments, is there a motion to close public comment? Public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, then, is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 2020-06, Disorderly Conduct?
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2020-06, Disorderly Conduct.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to the next ordinance on the agenda, Ordinance 2020-07. This ordinance modifies the existing ordinance, which establishes minimum penalties for violations of the ordinance. It changes the structure from a penalty or fine, which may not exceed $100, to now not less than $200 nor more than $1,000 for a first offense. Minimum penalty for a second violation of the same ordinance within 5 years of the first offense shall be $300, and the maximum shall be $2,000. The minimum penalty for a third violation within 5 years of the first offense shall be $500, and the maximum shall be $3,000. Unless there's any discussion from the committee, is there a motion to open the public hearing on Ordinance 2020-07?
Make a motion to open the public hearing for Ordinance Number 2020-06.
Seven. I'll second.
Second. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment related to Ordinance 2020-07, which establishes minimum penalties, please press star 6. Identify yourself and the road you live on. Hearing no members of the public, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, is there a motion from the committee to adopt Ordinance Number 2020-07, establishing or modifying Section 1-06 minimum penalty?
I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance 2020-07.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next ordinance on the agenda, Ordinance 2020-08, an ordinance revising Chapter 205, Article 2, and Chapter 400-54 of the Township Code. This updates various fees and slightly changes the structure of the zoning fees, which is in 400-54, Section 54. Unless there's any discussion from the committee, is there a motion to open public hearing on Ordinance Number 2020-08?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, if there's any member of the public who would like to make a comment on Ordinance 2020-08, press star 6 to unmute yourself. And please identify yourself and the road you live on. Hearing no comments.
I'll make the motion to close this portion of public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 2020-08?
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2020-08.
Second.
Second? Yes.
So second. Roll call.
Mark second.
Mark second.
Mark second for carrying it. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And the last ordinance 2020-09, an ordinance repealing our existing Chapter 77 entitled Police Department of the Municipal Code of the Township of Lebanon and replacing it with a new Chapter 77 entitled Police Department. And this adopts the rules and regulations updated for our police department. At this time, is there a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance 2020-09?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing for 2020-09.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on ordinance 2020-09, press star 6 to unmute yourself. Identify yourself and your road. Hearing no comments, is there a motion to close public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close public hearing.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then is there a motion from the committee to adopt ordinance 2020-09?
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-09.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Now we're on to resolutions, and we've got a rather momentous resolution to start with, Resolution 62-2020, titled Entering an Agreement with the CWA Local 1040. Just a little bit of background here. The most recent contract that we had, a collective bargaining agreement with our CWA local union, which represents both our administrative and Department of Public Works employees, the current contract expired at the end of 2014. In the second half of 2014, prior committee members Pat Shriver and Bernie Cryan led the negotiating team. In 2015, early in that year, the CWA declared that there was an impasse. They called for a state mediator. At that time, Tom McKee joined the negotiating subcommittee.
Bernie Cryan, yes.
And I would like to say that he put in countless hours for the past 6 years, working through version after version as this contract has been negotiated on again and off again. In 2016, when I was brand new on the committee, I was then appointed to replace Bernie Cryan on that subcommittee. At the start of 2020, our administrator, James Barberio, was handed the role of being the lead negotiator for this, and so he has now brought it to the point where we understand. We've been told that the CWA local has voted and accepted, and a signing date is scheduled. So before the township tonight is the act of ratifying from the township side, subject to then final signing by the CWA. Just to let you know, the full contract would be publicly available by request from the clerk. A priority for the township was to clarify the text in the contract. As you can imagine, the 2014 contract was actually negotiated in 2010 and carried forward from prior years. And so a lot of the language, a lot of the terms had become outdated, and over those years, it was discovered what parts people understood, didn't understand. So that clarifying the text was a big priority for us. I would state, and any of the committee members can correct me on this, but I would say that there are no significant givebacks that were requested from the CWA union. Most of the terms of the contract continue forward. I hesitate because that it's all subject to clarification in terms of some people think the clarification might have been a give back, but there's no major give backs, put it that way. As we've said for years, the goal was to have a fair economic package. The agreement provides retroactive raises back to 2015 at levels ranging between 1.5% to 1.9% annual raises for the years 2020 through to 2023. That's the forward term of this contract. 2% annual raises. I would ask the administrator, would you like to make any clarifying comments?
No, today they came in and they confirmed that they had the votes and that they, and I, well, prior to this, I told them that this resolution would be on tonight, that the township committee would be confirming and ratifying, you know, the final agreement. And they came in, and I spoke to the, you know, negotiators yesterday. And then they came and met with me today, and they confirmed, and they were actually, you know, at the end of the day, not everybody got what they wanted, but it was a mutual agreement, And going forward, you know, it seemed like they were, you know, pretty happy it was over with. Let's put it that way.
As I think we're happy.
You know, and I think both sides are happy. But there was everybody came to an agreement that, you know, we got something out of it. But at the same time, it was fair to the residents as well. So
I think what I've heard from the mayor and Mr. Barberio is correct. I appreciate your effort, Mr. Barberio, finishing up that end run. It was a long haul. I also want to thank Mayor Schmidt for developing some of the words that were put into the contract, because it was always my goal to have a comprehensive contract that future committees and future employees can look to, and it could be self-explaining. So it was a long haul, and I'm glad to see that it has come to an end.
Any other comments, discussion, or is there a motion to adopt Resolution 62-2020?
So moved, brother.
Motion is on the table.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Wunder. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Wow.
I just one more thing. I told them to contact me, and I'll get a hold of Matt and the mayor with regards to signing the contract.
Thank you again.
And in closing, I do want to thank the bargaining group that we bargained with. You know, there were some raw edges there, but all in all, everyone was about their business, but good people all the way around. So I thank them.
I agree with that as well. Okay. Next, Resolution 63-2020, appointment of Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator. I'll turn this over to our liaison for Emergency Management Coordination.
Jeez, let me catch up for a minute. I'm starting to get rid of the contract.
I would also note that our Emergency Management Coordinator, Joe Maurizio, is here with us tonight as well.
Joe, how do you want to handle this? Would you like to say a few words on this or on the appointment of Karsten James? I have a little bio on him.
Sure thing. He actually is.
Can we hear him?
You want to sit over here, Nicole?
Maybe. Just pull your chair forward. For
She'll sit back there.
I met Karsten, I guess, 2 years ago when they were trying to put together all the paperwork required to have the full-time squad, the EMTs, work with them to gather information that they needed from our emergency management plan. Nice young fellow, definitely committed to community service. I believe he's an EMT. He's actually taking a paramedic course right now. I think he'd be an asset to the township, an additional asset in another capacity.
Yeah. But in my discussions with the chief, just to get a little bio and history on Karsten, he's a trustee of the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department, and he's a career EMT within Hunterdon County. He's been a member for Lebanon Township Fire Department for some time, and these are thoughts that came from the fire chief, and I feel like I should read them because he comes through with an excellent opinion of this member, Karsten James, and I just like to throw out what the chief has said in his own words, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
He says he's well-researched as well as conservation with leaders of our fire department. Karsten is very knowledgeable with the inner works of emergency operations throughout the county. He's an excellent volunteer regarding fire and EMS with good people skills, which you have mentioned, and a team player, does well on his own, and most importantly, trustworthy and reliable. I would feel Karsten would be a great asset to the township. This is from our chief from the fire department who works with him. So he comes with the accolades, as you have noticed with him. So I think it's a good find for our OEM program.
No, it's excellent. I was actually surprised. I had mentioned it to him when we worked together 2 years ago. And when we had an issue during the electrical outage down at the Hunterdon Hills Care Center, and he came up to me and he offered his services, so I was pleased about that. So,
so I in the beginning, what I was trying to explain to you is the little research in the conversations that I had with the chief and others about this individual. I kind of read my notes a little wrong, so I excuse me for that. But it's an appointment by this committee.
It's yes, Resolution 63-2020.
And he'll be a member of our OEM as a deputy.
Deputy OEM coordinator.
Deputy OEM. So I'm looking for a motion from the committee to approve this.
And it would be a term from September 2nd through December 31st of 2021.
Thank you for that, Mayor. Okay.
I'll make that motion for the appointment for a Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator, Resolution 63-2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. The dates were, Karen and I talked about it, we structured it so that on your reorg, it would just fall right into play with everything else.
Yep.
Since it's not starting at the beginning.
But it won't be the reorg in 3 or 4 months. It'll be the reorg in 16 months or so.
Months, yes.
Okay. Old business. I would just bring up one thing, the movie night, and maybe Bev, you want to comment, that it's been rescheduled.
Been, yeah, to this Friday. September, was that the 4th?
Yeah.
8 o'clock-ish, dark.
Well, I had a couple things. Any update on the front door?
It's scheduled to be delivered
the front
September
door.
9th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your birthday present?
It's my birthday present. Mark, you had mentioned about the sign company you spoke with once, that they had a truck or something.
They had
a
truck, yeah.
Do you still have that information?
Probably in my email. I can shoot it to you. That they can. Yeah, they have a truck that has different examples,
right.
And that they can bring around and show.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure I have it in my email.
Maybe that would be something when the weather, before the weather gets too much worse. Maybe we can.
Yeah, I know we have a few.
Maybe that would have to be a special meeting for us to do or something.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I know we had money budgeted for it, and
right.
I know we went back and forth between electronic and this, then the other thing. I think we've come down to a simplification of just having signs, because I know we now need police, we need that, and the library one. I know my father repaired it a number of years ago, and it's probably poor and shape.
I did talk to Warren. He said that when we're ready, the DPW can take care of those trees in the front.
Oh, okay.
You know, in-house. So that's all.
Any other old business? See, none on to new business. And this I will turn over to Committeeman Lowell regarding ballot box.
Okay, so I was contacted by Mary Melfi. I guess it was last week. Remember, August 26th was probably when I sent this, so it was right around that time, is that they are getting ballot boxes coming in the middle of September, and they've been asked to put one in in townships and communities of 5,000 or greater. They asked if we would want one here. If we would, where would we want it? Some of the requirements would be is we need like a 3x3 concrete pad that they could anchor it to. The box itself is 2x2, and it needs to have some kind of camera surveillance on it. There was discussion about here. We'd have to put a camera on there, and I know there's also the other potential is the library, which might be a little more centrally located, but there is no camera system there. We'd have to put something there in its place.
Which would get reimbursed.
Or we can just say we don't want one, which is also an option.
Well, I think we should really have one, because I know residents have already brought that to my attention. They had to go to Glen Garden or something, and blah, blah,
right.
blah. And yeah, so.
I would feel better with
actually like
here.
This location.
That's what I don't
mean. I actually thought everybody from this side of town, Glen Gardner's an easy traffic pattern. Mm. The 513 corridor, I thought.
I just thought of it. Everyone comes here to vote. You know,
causes confusion for.
I would rather have it out there. There's something that just my gut tells me there's going to be less interference or like. Even if you have a camera down there, it's kind of out there. And
yeah.
So then
the clerk's issue was, they're here all the time. Putting it next to the tax box is going to be a lot of traffic right at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no other obvious place in this building to have it. It's just a consideration. There's no right.
And it's going to be a permanent fixture.
That's true.
So can I?
Once it's there, it's going to be there. It's not.
Right.
It's not going to disappear.
We have
in 6 months.
Ballot box. I'm kind of good with that. You know. So right away, my mind skirts. How thick's the concrete?
It's going to have to be.
It's a movable object.
It's probably going to be like 6 inches,
at least.
It's going to be anchored down.
Someone with a little winch crane comes around here. And
that's why it's on video.
That's why it's on video.
It goes.
It's not an ATM.
It's the way it goes.
Well, we could chain it, too.
I like the idea. I'm glad that was brought up.
So it's really, so really what we need at this point is, where do we want to put it so we can give Warren direction to put a pad there? And then we would need to contact the company that does our cameras to see, give us a price to add a camera, essentially. If we're doing it at the front door area tax box, put one under the overhang pointing towards that location.
Make sure it's lit well.
Yeah.
So I guess the one in Glen Gardner, since they already have a sidewalky area, they
yeah.
don't need the pad.
Yeah.
Right, they just dropped it on
there. Yeah, that's what Holland did also.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
right in the corner.
While we're mentioning cameras, I still think we should move that camera over here so it's facing the audience and the two doors. We're not the threat, I don't think. most of the day, most
ask,
sometimes I'm okay.
What are you saying? You're the target?
That's
well,
why he doesn't
it,
have a
it would show. It would if it was over here in a little angle, it would show both entrances plus the audience.
As a side note, so noted.
So if they come to do the cameras, we can see what it would be value to move it.
Yeah, probably this corner facing.
Was there a consensus to put the box at this location?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was. My first reaction was to have it here, but you know,
yeah.
I'm open to.
Yeah, I'm fine with. I'm you know, either way, either place is fine with me. I don't, you know. And then realistically, I think the only place that's logical is right next to the tax box.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a short window of a lot of traffic, and then it's you know.
Right.
Two times a year.
Parking lot, and people might want to do two transactions at the same time. They want to drop their ballot off and do something.
And then the tax box has a camera on it too. You know, so there's another benefit for us that you know that area's has a camera on it.
And I think there's been some, I don't want to say graffiti, but hasn't something gone on down at the library every once in a while with benches and?
Oh yeah, the garbage can.
You just never know. I think
that was a couple years ago. Okay, so
do we need a motion for that? Or
I would say we probably.
I think we should because there could be some outlay of cash, even though we get it back, and just to designate the spot so there's no confusion.
Motion to accept the county ballot box and locate it next to the tax box at the municipal building.
Yes.
I'll second it.
Yeah. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Bev, who will talk to Warren? Will you talk to Warren about
the
pad?
Camera.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, we got the quote for the camera for the trade zone. That was the last camera we had put in. I don't know who got that.
Jack, the chief, Jack.
I don't know if Jack did that.
That might have been back from Jack.
Yeah. I can ask Warren if there's a separate system or not. I have no idea.
Yeah. Or, you know, and then if James gets it, or, you know.
So do you want me to do the pad and the cameras?
Well, I know Warren has to do the pad at a minimum. So, I mean, if James, I don't know who did the camera last. I think that might have been Jack.
Bev could look into that with Warren Buildings and Grounds, right?
Yeah. Well, if Brian's actually Buildings and Grounds.
I'm sorry. I forgot that.
I don't care. As long as we get it done.
Let's
run with
it.
Let's go.
How do they attach it? Do they need to submit a stud?
They help it down. They drill and help you.
Okay.
Think.
Yeah.
Hilti it? Is that
I would have never thought that.
Hilti is a manufacturer name for anchors.
Oh. I'm thinking of a gun actuated.
No. I think it's like a Red Hat.
Oh, good. Good. I like that better.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little epoxy.
Yeah.
So
worried about our ballot.
That motion passed. The next item of business is the police chief request to purchase a 2020 Interceptor utility vehicle. For the amount of $45,508 under state contract from Winter Ford. This was it is in the budget that we adopted earlier this year, and it was also included in our capital ordinance 2020-05. Attorney Menlall is liaison to police. Any comments?
No. I think, aren't we supposed to get the truck soon? I'll make a motion to approve the purchase. That's what we're looking for here for the Interceptor utility vehicle for $45,508.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Another item of new business didn't make it on the agenda because it just came up in the last 24 hours, but we've received a question regarding the township's ordinance related to election signage, given COVID and the mail-in election and the like. So I'd like to ask our attorney who reviewed this to propose what he would propose.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. pursuant to our administrative code 413D1, which is where these election signs are spoken of, it allows for 4 weeks prior to election.
We canceled that a couple years ago.
It's still an active ordinance.
Yeah, but I thought we as a committee removed that, we put it on hold.
Right. So
that's what we're doing now, but we didn't do it as an ordinance. So
so we have to do it every year.
Okay. Well, and I think the thing is, under this particular circumstance, the term that's referenced is the election, and that's the signpost, that's the timeline, and under these unique conditions, it's really difficult to argue that the balloting, that the election doesn't start earlier, that it actually starts October 5th. And I think we really need to – I strongly advise that we use October 5th as the four-week out from October 5th backwards, which is almost upon us, because otherwise we could be in a free speech, political speech issue regarding any type of enforcement during the additional time. There's an anticipation that a significant amount of ballots will be cast – starting October 5th, and that to preclude temporary election signs until after October 5th is subject to significant attack.
Could we make it?
I mean, I thought we suspended. Yeah, I mean, last time we suspended it. Period. That because it was a freedom of speech issue, as I recall.
Yeah, there's significant litigation with regard to political signs, as opposed to vendor signs or
right.
True advertisement. And yes, we really should and can take a look at rewriting it to there are limited regulations that we can put in place. You can't put a 50-foot sign on your front lawn, things like that. So we can do both, which is address the fact that as of now, as of tomorrow, so to speak, that the signs are permitted. That's simply an interpretation of our existing code, and address the issues you bring up, Mark, going forward by permanent ordinance, so we don't have to keep doing it. So everybody knows, it's going to be – the regulations is going to be even more limited because of the development of the First Amendment protection
right.
case law. But, yeah, for right now, I would deem that we're within the 4-week window of the election.
Could you – dictate a motion for us for whatever's being waived effective immediately?
I would say that section 413D1, we are interpreting the election to commence on October 5th with the beginning of mail-in ballots, and therefore that signs, temporary political signs pursuant to this section are permitted 4 weeks from October 5th. 4 weeks prior to October 5th.
Is there someone who would make that motion? Or any other discussion from the committee?
It's October 5th. It's not October 3rd. For some reason, I was thinking it was October 3rd that they would start to go out. And if you didn't get your ballot in the mail by the 13th, that was you had a call.
I looked at it, and the posting that was amended, because it's every day, mm-hmm. the most recent amendment was 8/28, was released. Indicated that ballots would go out Monday, October 5.
Okay.
I'm not. It could have changed in the last 4 hours.
You're probably more current because I thought I had something like 2 weeks ago. It was the third. But
the third would be what, the Friday? I guess that's.
I don't know. You might even be wrong. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, I think the third is a Saturday. So.
So why don't we just say 5 weeks? Because that's the 7th.
You could just say immediately.
Because realistically, that gives us a few days where people already have signs up.
Exactly why I'm thinking we just do it effectively.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying, we do immediately. Because I think that creates an issue for 3 days, and I don't want to have an issue for 3 days.
Nor do I. I think that's advisable.
Yeah.
So the motion as amended, effective immediately?
Effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Any other new business? If not, we're on the presentation of vouchers.
Okay. I have two that apply. One is for Macmillan Oil Company of Allentown for $1,126.95 for motor oil. And I have another one for Opdyke Sales and Service for a tank and fittings for $1,343.44.
Don't they qualify?
I've got New Jersey Health Benefit Plan, September monthly premium for active and retired employees, $31,671.63. Related to tax sales certificate 201801, return of premium of $18,000 to Christina TC/FCE1/First Trust. Related to the same tax sales certificate 201801, to the same payee, the amount of $18,416.87. Cornerstone Print and Imaging, estimated postage for the tax bills going out soon for the fourth quarter of 2020 and the first and second quarter of 2021 in the amount of $1,450. To the County of Hunterdon, the Treasurer's Office, for second quarter health inspections of $1,200. For Karen Newman for our web site and fall newsletter in the amount of $1,000 even, and professional property appraisals for the revaluation, the final payment, which was 3% due at the conclusion of the 2020 appeals heard at the County Tax Board in the amount of $5,068.50.
I have none that apply.
I have none that qualify either.
So the total voucher list is $98,683.05. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
A second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes us to several items of correspondence. The first is the curator's report.
I really have nothing to add other than to emphasize the last sentence. As always, the curators are looking for healthier days with which to share their hard work with the public.
Then we have correspondence from the North Hunterdon Food Pantry.
Nope, no comment. They're doing great up there.
Seem to be doing great, and I'm sure they could always use more donations.
Always could.
That's at the Skinner Road off of Agadorn.
Actually, sometimes they don't need certain things, but...
But in general, let's just
say. When I go up on Saturday, I could even ask them if there's a list of things they need. Yes. So.
Next, we have the Animal Control Officer report.
She's been busy, apparently, over the past few months, but it looks like nothing concerning.
Just ask one question, and if you don't know the answer, that's fine. I was curious about the third one down where it said had been an exposure, so the property owner was to dispose of the skunk. Is the exposure a spray, or is it a baby?
I don't know that answer. I was curious myself what they meant by exposure.
Yeah.
If it was just, yeah.
I would just check because... Well, I would just check.
And then finally, we have a letter from resident David Overraker, a member of the Historian Committee, who is opposed to the historian ordinance that was introduced at the last meeting. With that, is there a motion to open to public comment for any topic that any member of the public would like to make?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, any member of the public who would like to make a comment is welcome to do so. Press *6 to make sure you're unmuted, and your own phone if you're muted. Please identify yourself and the road you live on.
Hi, this is Laramie Silver, Muscat Kong River Road. I was wondering if the township had considered, since it seems like we may be in this situation for a while yet, of remote meetings using a teleconferencing system, Zoom or similar. I know I use Zoom for work, and they've solved their their security problems, but there's many excellent systems out there. I know it got a little complicated when there was a lot of public comment a couple meetings ago to see who was going next and who wanted to comment, and a little hard to hear sometimes who was speaking on the committee. So having the function to be able to raise your hand and, the mayor could see who was wanting to speak next, increase participation, which is always a good thing with the community. And I know there is a cost, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $150. And I know for the convenience of the citizens, the committee was already discussing a couple $1,000 outlay for the electronic tax payment. And I think in the spirit of decreasing contact, that is a similar sort of community good.
Thank you for that. I think we do continue to reevaluate the technology platform that we have available on how to best communicate with the residents. So we will take your comment into consideration.
Thank you.
Any other member of the public, please identify yourself. Hearing no other member of the public, is there a motion to close the public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next would be going into executive session. That would be Resolution 64-2020. Two items. One would be to discuss the executive minutes from August 5th, and I expect no action on that. The second would be a further discussion of a personnel policy matter related to the police department, and also no action expected on that. Is there a motion for Resolution 64-2020?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 64-2020.
It was seconded by Mr. Wunder. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, we'll disconnect the conference call since there won't be any further action after we're done with executive.